Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and it is indeed an honor to be in your homes where you are today. I want to talk to you about Jesus. It's all about Jesus, Saint. There is nobody else can even take his place to do the things that he has done for us. You can even imagine the things that we as the body have gone through that Jesus has intervened and interceded for us on. I want you to listen at this.
My love for you, my Lord, straight from my heart, I worship you.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. If you want to ever do anything, just simply live for Christ. Just live for Christ. You can't lose, amen, when you live for Christ. Amen. The Bible say that he is our Lord and he is our Savior. Amen. We are talking about Jesus Christ. Emmanuel and his works today. Amen. I acknowledge him. I give him glory. I give him all the honor and all the praise. Amen. This prophecy of the coming of Jesus Christ is most important. We're living in the last days and we are stacking up money. We stacking up everything we can stack up as far as the things that are natural, yet and still we are putting the lust in it, too. We don't want to leave the lust out, but the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life got to go if you're going to ever understand how to make it into Christ. There are so many ways that you, and so many levels that you have to go through and understand how to be developed and matured so that the enemy cannot destroy you, because he is coming to destroy you. The Bible said it was accounted unto him to fulfill all righteousness. Amen. And because of Satan's interference, man became unrighteous and needed a deliverer. Jesus could not have explained it any better than that what he said in "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Abraham was accounted, amen, unto righteousness before the law, because he sought to be upright. And, amen, praise God. Do the things that was of God by faith. Amen. So we have to be righteous before the Lord God Almighty. He wanted to be upright. He didn't want to sin. When God called him, he left his family and worshiping idols to follow God, the righteous one. God is the only righteous God, Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, of righteousness. We have demons out there. We have enemies out there. And they are not of righteousness. They are unrighteous. And they'll do everything. They are freaks. They'll do everything they can in order to keep us away from God with their fertility gods, Baal. And fertility was not only the sex part. They did not only have Baal for lusting after the flesh, for producing other children, seeds like him. Amen, praise God. Who is Satan's first name in the heavens? But he was one that, amen, had stopped the blessings as far as the finances and the resources and everything that he could do. He would cause people to lust after these things, and they were entrapment. So we need to bind up Baal, amen, as we go along our way. We need to bind up, amen, Nebo, amen, which is another god that acts like Baal, and also his unrighteousness, because he had so-called the gift of prophecy. All of these were perverted, but it was literally accounted unto Jesus for all righteousness to come forth. Amen. So that he could stop the interference of Satan, because Satan was literally destroying us. He literally almost destroyed the Israelites. Amen. Praise God. And God had to come in and destroy those works because they were gods that were the little g that were in the heavens after God kicked Satan out of heaven, the third heaven. And so he went around with a third of the fallen angels, and they began to pretend, or what I say pretend because they're not gods, they began to establish a kingdom, the dark kingdom, the dark world, that caused people to follow them because they were entrapped. Amen. And now, because of Jesus Christ and his blood and the anointing, praise God, hallelujah, we have a right to destroy those yokes that Satan has put on us immediately. So this unrighteousness, amen, had to be stopped. And Jesus had to fulfill our righteousness to let us know that we can make it too. It might be hard. We might go through a lot of temptations. We might do things that are not right. But God is just to forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you get attacked by the enemy and he calls you to do things out of the will, don't give up, but stay in there. Because it's not you that's doing it, it's Satan that's forcing you to do it. He put some kind of spell on people. This other god, Naboth, I'm trying to call it, amen, praise God. He worked in divination and witchcraft and all of this stuff, and Satan will put a spell on you, and the Holy Ghost is the one that has to break the spell. But in the book of Hebrews 11:8-10, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whether he went, and that's, but by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob and the heirs with him of the same promise. The same promise Abraham received from God, it went down to his seeds, down to the third, fourth generation, all the way through. Amen. Hebrews tells us again in 11 and 10, it said, for he looked for a city which had a foundation, which builders and makers is God. Amen. As soon as children were born into the Israelites, or Hebrews as you want to call it, or the Jewish nation today, they were washed and rubbed with salt and swaddled with bandages. Ezekiel 16:4 and Luke 2:7. And she brought forth her firstborn and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. Amen. Praise God. So by this, amen, we know that Jesus, amen, praise God, went through a similar process as they did in the olden days because he was separated, sanctified, amen, and different. And he had to do a work for God in order to kill the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. The prophecies of Jesus is this, Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Satan attacked the woman more quicker than he attacked the man, because she is the one that carries the seed, amen, to birth forth the seed righteousness. So because of this, Satan will hit you women hard. You don't have husbands after you produce children. You don't have the finances. You don't have nothing to help maintain you like you want it to be because of the demonic attacks. But Jesus came to fulfill all righteousness. And all righteousness has been mentioned, amen, in the Bible so many times about righteousness, how to live a good life, how to have seeds of righteousness planted in your heart. That's where they belong, in your heart. And so it's important for us to catch hold to this righteousness, amen, and allow the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ to be seen in you, to be made in you to the fullness, whereas you won't be doing unrighteous acts anymore. And then in Isaiah 7 and 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Remember I told you about Emmanuel? Well, the Bible said, butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. That's one of the greatest secrets there is. And all you need to do is just get you some butter and some honey and eat a teaspoon of butter and a teaspoon of honey. Amen. And that helps with your discernment. In Isaiah, amen, praise God, chapter 11, verse 1 through 15, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, a branch shall grow up out of his roots. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord shall literally rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. You're going to need wisdom with righteousness. You're going to need understanding with righteousness. You're going to need counsel with righteousness. You're going to need might, which is power, with righteousness. You're going to need the anointing with righteousness, and you're going to need the Spirit of knowledge. Amen. And you're going to need to know how to fear the God that we serve, because you can't play with God. I don't know who out there think they can get by with anything, but his eyes behold the good and the evil. And shall make him quick of understanding in the fear of the Lord. You got to have understanding with this devil. This devil, amen, praise God, uses strategy against you. And he'll work on your mind and your discernment to make you think that something is all right and it's not. He'll work with your reason and your logic that you can't even comprehend, understand the logistics, the logic behind what's going on in your life, and the mistakes will continue to come and come and come. There's nothing too hard for God. Every mistake you make, everything you do, amen, as long as you repent and get up from it and say, God, help me, I don't understand, give me understanding, he'll do it. I had to deal with that a lot often, amen, praise God, because of the way Satan did me when I was tried like Job. I went through so much, and it's a story to tell. I have seen more demons, more oppression, more attacks on my body, attacks on my children, my grandchildren, on my finances, so that, amen, praise God, he thought he could win over me by causing me not to never be able to be prosperous. And so I suffered many years, and that's what people do. They don't get the promises because they don't have the anointing to destroy those yokes. And every level I went on, amen, praise God, if I didn't pass it, I would have to stay in it until I passed it. But God was always there, saints. He will always be there for you. Amen, praise God. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity of the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Amen. Jesus is not going to look at what he hears somebody say about you, even what he hears in the realm that the devil is trying to do, but he's going to judge you with righteous judgment. He's not going to judge you after what he sees, because he knows that the heart is going to be different from what the actions of the soulish realm is. And he's going to take and look at that full-heartedly and know that it's not you, or know that it is you. You can't trick him. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his lines, and faithfulness the girdle of his ring. You got to be faithful, amen, with God when these attacks come upon your body, because Satan can't win. Behold the Lord, God will come with strong hands, amen, and his arm shall rule from him, amen, praise God. Behold, his reward is with him and his works before him. He shall feed his flocks like a sheep, amen, praise God, like a shepherd. I'm thinking about the sheep too as I read the shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are young. When you're young in the Lord, God ain't going to let Satan get to you. Amen. When you are matured, he'll allow tests and trials and tribulations to come. Amen. But when you're a babe, he's going to watch over you. Then after you get to the age where you are going to receive the tests and trials and tribulations, he's going to watch over you even closer because he want to make sure that you finish your course in this earth realm. Behold my servant, Isaiah 42:1-11, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delight. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up nor cause his voice to be heard in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall be not quenched. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. The unrighteous acts that Satan is putting on you, the unholy acts that Satan is putting on you, the sicknesses, the disease, the torment in the mind, the worry, depression, all kind of anxiety and panic attacks that Satan is putting on you, God's Son, Jesus Christ, he's going to quench those fiery darts, those, amen, evil attacks that were upon you, and he's going to look at the heart and judge in truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged until he have set judgment in the earth, and these isles shall wait upon his law. The Bible said, amen, praise God, that, amen, Jacob's sons were, amen, born, and they went through their various trials and tribulations, and they had Joseph out there, amen, praise God, and deceived him, throwed him in the, praise God, in the pit. One of the things that happened was, praise God, that he was sold eventually after Judah decided that he was not going to allow Joseph to go through anything because it would be a sinful thing for him to see his to kill his brother out. So the Bible said that he went on, amen, and caused him to be carried away, amen, by the Ishmaelites who sold him into Pharaoh, who sold him into Potiphar's house, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. And eventually Joseph got a chance to work for Pharaoh because of the famine. Well, because of this, God's Son, Jesus Christ, was with him then, and he's going to be with us through this here. But I don't care what the enemy say or try to do. Judah was the lawgiver. And because of that, a certain seed was kept. Amen, to go, amen, praise God, and through the in and through the generations, amen, in order to produce King David, and then King David became Jesus, amen, grandfather, praise God. So God, amen, has already orchestrated your life. He's already purposed the things in your life, and Jesus will fulfill that and the law in you concerning you. The Bible even said in Psalms 40, behold, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. We have a book that's written of us, and the chapters are being orchestrated. It's in either righteousness or holiness and truth, but it can never be in unrighteousness. Every time Satan try to hook you up with unrighteousness, he's trying to write your book.
But today we need to say that Jesus is our righteousness, and I will follow him. Amen. Jesus came. Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, the Messiah, came to bring us to the fullness of God.
Come on, worship. Open your mouth and begin to speak to him. Come on, open your mouth and let the Spirit speak and the flow out of you.
My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. My love, my life, it all belongs to you. Belongs to you. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
Thank you.